This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host and partner in crime, I haven't done any crimes. You might have, as Todd Kunin, and then we have behind the hermetically sealed glass that he cannot hear him unless he talks to us over the microphone. That is Cal Hunter, and Denise Dirks is gone on vacation. Therefore, the three boys are available, and when the boys are here, it is going to be a mess. We are having a lot of fun right now. And what we're going to do this third hour is we're going to talk about the court throwing out kids' climate change lawsuit. We're throwing kids out. This is what's happening. And then we're going to do a case or no case. The three boys are going to then talk about a Dodger fan lawsuit. This Dodger fan lawsuit is really interesting. And I'm telling you, you've got to hear this Dodger fan possible lawsuit. They're looking for a lawyer. So if any lawyers are out there listening, the Dodger fans are looking for a lawyer to bring this lawsuit about, and it's a very interesting lawsuit. Remember, the three of us are here. It's a little bit warm. It's a beautiful day. It is the 18th of January, and here's what I'm bringing up.
Usually, you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Yes, pay our fee, you'll take your case. Look, normally we put on a deodorant, throw a little bit of splash of cologne, but Denise isn't here. This is really getting smelly in this room, especially with Todd here. So we got to finish this hour as quick as we can.
I'm sorry if I offend.
Yeah, I know you offend. What we're going to do is do what's called quick takes. At the very end of this show, we're going to talk about kind of just a wrap-up story that we think is important. But before we get into all that, the most important thing that people love, they cherish, and they care only about, and it is case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to continue with our third case or no case. Remind you that anything that you hear on case or no case may resemble real characters and real actions, real folks, or it may not. For example, in this case, some people are unclear on the concept. Jane Mulcahy was a practicing Catholic. I mean, she was serious and very devout to her faith. She got a divorce, but she did not know what it means. She claims her legal team did not inform her that a legal separation means that she no longer has to maintain her marriage vows, and she said nor did they tell her, but it also would terminate her marriage. And so she said, I got to go get me another lawyer to talk this over. I think you guys committed some kind of malfeasance or malpractice here. And so I ask you, Mr. Kunin, we're going to go first here with you, because you went first the first hour and second the second hour. Case or no case?
Cass, before he does it, Cal, yeah. I was typing on my live feed. Jane did what now?
Yeah, can you repeat the beginning again?
She claims her legal team did not tell her, even though she filed for divorce, but that actually would terminate her marriage.
What would terminate her marriage?
A divorce. And as a Catholic, you know, it's technically, or at least it was, against the rules or the doctrine or the dogma to get a divorce. So she said, well, I got a divorce, but I didn't know them. And my marriage was over. These guys never told me. That was her claim. So I'm going to ask you, case or no case. And if it were a case, what would the outcome have been?
All right. Well,
I know it's a weird thing.
It is weird. This is one where I really wish Denise were here. And Denise, if you are listening, it wouldn't surprise me if she was. We miss you. Wish you were here.
We do.
It's never the same when you're not. I will say that this, I'm going to say this is a case. What the heck? This is a case. I don't know what somebody was thinking when they go to a lawyer to seek a divorce, which by its very definition is the termination of a marriage, and then you're shocked that your marriage was actually terminated. Yikes. So I will say it's a case, you know, to quote Ron White, you can't fix stupid. And
what would the outcome have been?
And I think that the outcome would be that the lawyers would, well, golly.
Isn't it an interesting conundrum?
It is. Yeah. And quite frankly, I would think that maybe the complaint would be filed with the state bar for failure to completely explain the ramifications of this, the ramifications of what was going on. I say she wins. I'm going to say that she wins because it wasn't spelled out for her in writing exactly what all of the ramifications were to getting a divorce and what the heck.
Yeah. Mr. Penny, what say you? Case or no case?
This is so off the wall. I'm going to say it's got to be a case. Just because it's so bizarre, Cal, this is a case. And I'm going to say she sues her lawyers and wins.
Okay.
I don't know why, but the lawyer sues her lawyers and wins. And the good thing is we've got enough time for Cal to tell us this. It's just so bizarre.
We have the same answer.
It has to be true, Cal. You just can't. Let me tell you, everyone that's listening out there who plays along, you can call at 855-529-7234 or tweet us at Radio Law Talk to play and tell us what you think of case or no case. And I'm telling you how to beat Cal. If it's intelligent, logical, thought-provoking, it's not a case.
He didn't think of it.
If it is bizarre, it is a case. This is so bizarre, it's a case, and she wins.
Well, so you say it's a case, Fred, is that correct?
I say it's a case,
and Todd,
and
you
she
say
wins.
It is a case, is that correct?
Yep,
I am saying
right,
it's a
for
case.
For those of you who say this is a case, I will say this.
Oh, we
okay.
did it!
Now, for those of you who say plaintiff prevails, she prevails, somehow gets some damages, that would be sad. The judge heard the premise of her case and immediately tossed it out of court when they did one of those challenges. I don't know what you call it, but anyway.
Oh.
He said, on the merits, this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Oh.
Have a nice single life, lady. You deserve it. Okay. And so, Fred, you said it was a case and that the plaintiff won.
Well, so we each get 1 point.
So 1 point for Todd, 1 point for Fred, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is our final case or no case.
Show me the money.
Well, we lost our live feed. I'm sad. Everybody loved the Instagram feed, okay. But we're going to be back on our Instagram feed. Well, you know, that gives it what you had. You had 3 points today?
I got two or three points.
Todd got two. Fred got two.
All right. So the kids in California do not like
climate change.
Nope, they don't like one person. Who is it?
Was it?
Oregon.
The president of the United States. Was it Oregon?
Oregon. That's right.
They don't like the president of the United
Oregon.
States.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they bring a lawsuit, and this lawsuit is about climate change. And they sue the government, and especially, really, they sue Donald Trump, saying, you are not doing what you're supposed to be doing with climate change. And because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing with climate change, we're suing the government to make sure that climate change is a priority and that you stop X, Y, Z, million different things. Now, what happens is we brought this up before, and there's 25, a group of 21 plaintiffs that presented this case. And what happened is the judges, they won the first case. It just went to the ninth. This is the one where it went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It went to an in bloc
three judge panel,
yes. Which is not all of them. And what's interesting to me is the three judges, two of them said, you know, sorry, that's great, but that's a political issue. Even though we believe in your plight, we like your plight.
It was an impressive display.
It was an impressive display. Yes. The law is, and basically they said, this is a political issue, not an issue before the courts. Go to your legislator and make sure that they do that. And even though they said it is a moral responsibility, quote, And our elected officials have a moral responsibility to seek the solution according to the judge of the majority opinion. But I was thinking, well, I wonder what the minority opinion said. Basically, they said, hey, wait a minute, this could be a good argument. You know. And so, anyway, we're going beyond that. I don't want to talk about it. We're going to talk about Dodger fans said, are saying that they want to sue the Astros. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny.
Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks with a personal invitation to you who have a business that could benefit from a little national exposure.
Radio Law Talk is heard in more than 35 markets across the United States, and Radio Law Talk provides that opportunity.
Some of you have listened to the show and thought, my business should be advertising there right now. We agree.
So email info@RadioLawTalk.com.
And we'll get right back with you.
Let us help your business grow in multiple markets. Email info@RadioLawTalk.com now.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash, don't drive that.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, that's down.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So for those of you who watched the World Series this past year, there's a 2017 series, I mean season, the 2017 season. The Dodger fans are a little bit outraged about the Houston Astros actions in 2017, which occurred. They were supposedly, the Dodgers are arguing, taking videos of some of the calls or play calls.
Well, Major League Baseball did an investigation after a bunch of online YouTubers. It really blew this out and exposed this. There was the allegation that the Houston Astros were stealing signs, and the investigation from Major League Baseball showed that actually what had happened was a camera was placed out in the outfield where they would be able to see what signs the catcher was giving to the pitcher. That feed was then displayed somehow to some of the Astros players, and you could hear on the broadcasts that there would be a, you know, somebody hitting one of those Gatorade bottles, and if they hit it once, it was a fastball. If they hit it twice, it was a curveball. Three times, it was a slider, and that was along the lines, and the batter could hear it, and that sound precipitating or going just before the pitches was very accurate. So Major League Baseball came out and they did this investigation. They found that the Astros, according to MLB, had violated the law. The result so far has been that the manager of the Astros, A.J. Hinch, was fired, suspended for a year by the Major League Baseball, and then fired by the ball club. The same thing for the general manager of the Astros. Joey Cora, who was on the Astros and then became, I believe, a manager for the Boston Red Sox, has stepped down, as well as Carlos Beltran, who was on the Astros and was supposed to be the manager for the Mets this year, hired in the offseason. He has also stepped down. No players have been reprimanded or suspended, but the Dodgers were playing the Astros when all this was going down, and so the Dodgers fans have filed a lawsuit.
No, they haven't filed it.
They're trying to file a lawsuit.
But wait, a quick bulletin before you tell that. This is important. The city has decided to change the name of their baseball team to the Houston Cheetahs.
That
is funny. Good.
I'm sorry, but it's true. Yeah.
Well, here's more important than the Dodgers. So they're seeking a lawyer, and those of you who want to practice law, there's your case. Go help them out. Good luck.
This didn't work last year when the Saints fans all complained and filed lawsuits because of the non-call on pass interference when they played the L.A. Rams. I'm wondering if, because it's L.A., they're like, well, you guys are going to try to negate our win in football because of this. Well, we'll try to negate that win in baseball because of this. It's not going to go anywhere. Just ridiculous.
Well, Todd, tell me about, apparently there's issues when you watch TV.
Yes, yes.
That you have to have, that there's closed captioning, and there are certain discriminatory in every state issues or rules that need to be followed so an individual is not discriminated against. And what are those rules?
Well, you know, the Americans with Disabilities Act, a federal law that requires certain things need to be in place for folks that have disabilities. And when it comes to folks that have a hearing impairment, the law requires some video producers, network content, network television, some online video, if it's video of something that was on the network, but they have closed captioning, the English subtitles or subtitles in the language of your choice. And this is all required by federal law. And if a video requires a subtitle, the following needs to be adhered to. One, the captions, and I'm reading this from the ADA website. The captions must match the spoken words in the dialogue and...
Wait. Spoken words. Hold on. Spoken words. I'm writing these down.
Okay.
Those of you out there listening, write this down. The spoken words. Okay, what's the other thing?
They must match the spoken words in the dialogue and convey background noises.
Hold on. Background, so they should say ump, or
that's
if they
right.
say
music, grunts,
music, okay.
Screams
right.
with joy.
Right. Convey background, screams with joy, you said, Cal?
Yes.
I'm just saying possibly.
Okay, convey background noise.
And, other sounds to the fullest extent possible. Okay, so look, if it's a sound that's coming through that somebody who could hear, they have the subtitles have to reflect that.
Okay.
Additionally, with regard to the placement of the subtitles, captions should not block other important visual content on the screen.
So you can't have, like, a big, takes up the whole screen, the word, like, when the guy says, hi, how are you doing, Steve?
You know? Yeah, so you can't, like, obscure his face or any other body part that might be germane to the activity portrayed on the screen. So with that,
so it depends on the situation of the picture, how big you could put the words.
As a user of closed caption, I can tell you that most set systems have three options. One line, a few lines, and a big box that covers up everything is just a big black box. But that's a user discretion.
So what's the rule? Captions cannot block any quote. What is it? The quote?
They cannot block other visual, other important visual content on the screen.
You write this down out there. Visual content.
So, with that as the backdrop.
Yes, very important backdrop.
We come to this next case.
American Disabilities Act. Yes.
Where a hearing impaired individual has sued an adult website that streams adult videos under the Americans with Disabilities Act because the videos do not adequately display closed captioning on all of their videos. So he
now, don't you have that screaming one of the guy on the airplane?
You mean Dr. David Dow?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. Does that something like if this is going on?
Oh my God.
They're supposed to be putting. Play that one more time, Cal.
Well, put up their monkey love sounds? Is that what you'd put?
Yeah. Well, what's the background noise? Now wait, listen to what the people say.
There you go. Yeah.
His claim was that he was not able to make it through the videos because he was unable to follow the dialogue. We're going to address this when we come back, just a little bit about the response from the website. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Remember, match spoken words, convey background noise, other sounds fullest extent, and captions cannot block other important visual content. We'll be back.
Seems so tragic. All right, we'll talk about that and more in just a little bit right here on Radio Law Talk. So you stay there. We'll be back with Ron.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Four Los Angeles teachers are suing Delta Airlines less than a week after a China-bound plane dumped fuel over playgrounds and schools, citing emotional anguish and distress and accusing the pilot of failing to follow protocol. The teachers' lawsuit, filed in L.A. Superior Court, alleged the Delta pilot was specifically asked by air control if he needed to dump fuel, and the pilot replied negative. The pilot ended up dropping fuel at around 2,000 feet, hitting several schools in its path. One of the children in the suit said the fifth grade students initially thought the jet fuel was rain. The children looked up only to have noxious liquid overwhelm their eyes, mouths, noses, lungs, and skin. More than 60 people were treated from several schools in the area. The Federal Aviation Administration said earlier in the week it's looking into reports that school children had been treated for the exposure. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So us, we are just very important things we talk about, like the ADA. That is the most important thing to talk about, is ADA violations. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. And let me repeat that. We're going to get to the bottom of that, and as quick as we can. And what we're going to do is have Todd explain a little more why this ADA with these adult films should be changed. What's the difference?
I'm telling you.
This is a lawsuit.
These things, people with disabilities, they need help. Anyway, so as we were going into the break, we have the individual who sued an adult film website and claiming that the videos that he was watching was unable to fully enjoy and even get through the end of the video because they didn't have the closed captioning. And the website has responded. Now, first of all, the website's not based out of the United States. So it's an international website, so there's the question about the extent to which, in a global website, the ADA would apply. And secondly, the Americans with Disabilities Act includes captioning. And Cal, you could probably shed some light on when it's required. But my understanding, in trying to post YouTube videos in the past and what have you, there's been a question about when are closed captioning, is closed captioning required in a YouTube video or something like that? And it is, if the video originated on network television and is then being rebroadcast on YouTube, needs to have closed captioning.
Because it's already there. I mean, anything that appears on network television, in other words, at the, in air quotes, general public, and I guess that could mean, although I don't know, premium services, I don't know whether they're exempt or not. But I mean, the original rule was if it showed up on broadcast TV, because I was doing television at the time when this happened, and we basically stuck our teleprompter stream into the encoder, you know, and then therefore everything, at least what the anchor said, would show up. And eventually we had to type our stories on the same thing, so the content would show up at the same.
And then conversely, with the YouTube videos that require this, it is something that is going to be first broadcast on YouTube, but with the intention that it make it over to broadcast television. That would require, now, that would require subtitles. I don't see, correct me if I'm wrong, given the FCC guidelines for broadcasting in the United States, that any video on an adult website that is germane to the genre of the website, I don't see that that would ever either originate or ultimately be broadcast on broadcast network television. I just find it highly unlikely, and if that's the case, it's questionable whether the ADA even applies in this case.
My theory is the guy is just suing so he can win a free lifetime subscription and never have to pay for the potty videos.
And it's interesting because he said, look, I upgraded to the premium service and still did not get the closed captioning for all the videos. The website has come out and said, look, we have a closed captioning section. You just chose videos, the list of which we have. Some of the, apparently he was denied the
we
ability
have some. I don't
to,
have
to enjoy a video
Would
call.
You stop talking over the air about some things that didn't happen?
He was denied the ability to enjoy a video called Hot Step Answers.
Wait, blah, 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 blah.
And so that happened. It just wasn't on the list. So this is his lawsuit. I don't know. I don't know what'll happen with this one.
Denise
but,
is coming off the rails. We need you.
Yeah, we'll see where this one goes. I don't think it's.
I'm just wondering where the closed captioning words go.
Yeah, I don't know.
But what usually what
and what are the size of the closed captioning words allowed?
About 40.
Does it depend?
It's bottom third. Usually bottom third is where. Although you have the option of putting them up on top, on the bottom, or full screen.
I would be curious to know under the section that talks about other sounds and noises if it's a foreign language film, right?
Oh.
Do they translate the noises in a different language?
I use closed captioning a lot because I'm hearing impaired, so I use it a lot on regular programming. So they'll put little notes up with a word that says music,
okay,
or they'll say grunts or groans or laughter, you know, or some generic terms like that.
So Lori Loughlin's daughters,
moving
we're talking
right along.
About what's going on. She has said she's pled not guilty, and some things are coming to light. You notice how he's just. Denise will be proud of me.
That was a good change. That was a good transition for her. That was good.
And Lori Loughlin, and I'm starting to say, wow, Lori, you've got some good arguments here that it's starting to come out, things that are available out there, emails from USC, that Lori might have an argument that she wasn't really doing something really inappropriate, that what she thought she was doing was not actually what was happening. And that is, there may have been a mix-up in emails and the way it shows. Again, this is all conjecture because the case hasn't come forward yet, but this one of the arguments possibly floating is that the emails basically say that Lori was, here I'm donating to the school, I'm not giving money for anything. They've asked for donations, completely separate from anything else, kind of solicited her, and you know, we'd like to get your daughters in, help her get in, and but are you donating to the school? Yes, we're going to donate to the school, as probably they had done in the past. And what does that have to do with me committing fraud? And people donate all the time to colleges. That's not unusual. And their kids go to that college. That's a normal procedure. Go ahead.
Exactly. Specifically, there was one email in reference to a $50,000 check. And the correspondence that they would get from USC, the correspondence would mix admissions-related content with solicitation for charitable donations in the same correspondence. And in response to one, there was a $50,000 check that Laughlin's husband wrote, and it was the check was payable to the University of Southern California, and it was sent to the senior associate athletic director. And they're claiming, look, this wasn't a bribe, this wasn't anything, this was what USC had requested, and it's being used by the defense to say this supports our claim that we thought we were legitimately donating to charities. Now, the prosecution is going to come back with a bunch of stuff to say, yeah, well, what about all this?
Yeah,
this?
You gave that, and you did this. Right.
But that is, I mean, that's the first that I have heard in this case of substantive evidence or a claim of substantive evidence to support their claim that they thought they were giving to a legitimate charity other than just their statement.
Right, so. Right. And so they're trying to say USC backed this up.
Yeah.
So someone's not, you know, someone's pulling a different string or something's going wrong. But, I don't know who, but is it Laughlin or is it USC? We don't know.
But there was also correspondence from USC where they questioned whether or not the kids were even rowers. And so, you know, you've got one that's in their favor, and then you got something that is other correspondence that seems to indicate.
In the prior, just before, I mean, before they were admitted, there were some people scratching their heads going, are these people really rowers?
Yeah, do they really row?
Yeah, that in USC, right?
USC. Yeah, coming from USC.
Well, this is going to be interesting. It's funny because everyone else has pled, and actually, the sentences, believe it or not, were quite light, even though there was one individual that got, what, 6 months or something like that was a lot. But you know, with good behavior and whatever, I mean, I don't even know if they're going to even do jail time, you know. Maybe a week, you know, in the county jail. But, boy, what she's fighting through and what she's trying to go through is probably just to say, I'm innocent, you know. Because it'll ruin their careers, and that's what she's trying to save, among other things.
It sounds a bit like a desperate legal ploy to me.
But you know what, Cal? Think about this.
But I think people do that all the time. Yeah.
I mean, you know, and again, I'm not taking sides, but what is, this happens probably everywhere, that they're donating money and somehow their kid gets in school. And again, I've brought this up before, and everyone doesn't like to hear this, but I'm going to say it. Let's say a major university, a donor puts in $20 million to build a new engineering building to help the engineering students, which helps society that brings these students out, and their kid gets a little extra favor to get in that university.
Baby's getting in school. If there's a building named after you, baby's getting in that school.
Yeah, well, I mean, then, okay. Yeah. Then everyone's arguing, well, that's just because you got money. Yes.
But they didn't misrepresent
the
credentials or reason that that child went into that school.
Okay, let's back up now. Yeah. Now, what the argument is on the other side is, well, that's defrauding. Well, what do you mean it's defrauding people? Another student wasn't able to get in. Wait a minute. It's helping thousands of other students, tens of thousands of future students, and the American public by putting this wonderful engineering department in and having all the latest technology, and it's going to help society and other students. And is it a balancing effect? Yes, one other student get in at the very bottom, but guess what? It helped 10,000 other students.
Same thing with student athletes.
But do they represent their process as being fair and unbiased and all?
Of course it's not. It's not completely fair. And they even said it's not completely fair. Every university will agree nothing's perfectly fair.
Yeah.
But that's just the way the process is. So I don't know. I always throw that out, and I wonder if you disagree. Hey, we're going to talk about Ed Sheeran. Guess what? The court says he's going to have to reveal some financial information about his concerts. This is going to be interesting. We'll be back with Radio Law Talk. It's me, Cal, and Todd.
You know, if they say life isn't fair, the sooner we accept that, the less it matters. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in...
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop whining. Oh, stop it.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So we've talked a lot in the past about all these lawsuits against singers, especially the big-time singers, for copyright infringement. And it's kind of getting bigger and bigger as time goes on. Well, there's one against Ed Sheeran.
When your legs don't work like they
this song, Thinking Out Loud. And it's Marvin Gaye's estate, among others. It's basically has brought a lawsuit saying,
will your mouth still remember,
this is very similar to their song, Let's Get It On. And
will your eyes still smile?
I'm telling you, it doesn't stop. So now what they're asking for is to determine whether or not that is Marvin Gaye. I'm going to say Marvin Gaye because there's multiple plaintiffs in this, not just Marvin Gaye, his estate, but other multiple plaintiffs, including, you know, companies like Structured Asset Sales, you know, and different people who own rights to Marvin Gaye stuff, or at least were involved in it. They're saying that song, that was a famous song of Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran, copied Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye, which is, by the way, a fairly famous song. I remember that when I was growing up as a kid, or early on, because that was, well, I think it was the 1990s. I can't remember. That was earlier. Marvin Gaye was probably in the 80s or 70s. But here's the situation. The argument is, Ed, you can't sing the song Thinking Out Loud anymore at your concerts. And by the way, we want to see your income per concert and see what kind of money you're making, not only from the concert, but from sales of shirts, sales of hats, anything and everything. And they brought this motion before the court, and the courts denied some of it, but basically granted it. And there was a 10-page opinion, it was Wednesday, by the U.S. District Court that said, basically, you're going to have to show them some of those financial some of that financial information. And wouldn't that be interesting to see if that becomes public? And that's what's going on with this case. This is one of those ones that we continually follow. And this is what? This is Let's Get It On? Is this Let's Get It On?
Yeah, that's blocked off YouTube now. Maybe the suit is why. This one is the Ariana Grande song.
Okay, we're going to talk. Well, before we get to the Ariana Grande, hold on.
Well, just really quickly, you know, what Marvin Gaye's estate is saying is you can't play it without paying us, for it. That's why they want to know all of this. And Sheeran is saying, look, the venue that I played this stuff at is covered by the ASCAP agreement that allows this stuff to be played, so I don't owe you that. The court rejected that argument, and now they're going to try to parse out, all right, if you make X amount for this concert total, and you play this song that takes this many minutes, you owe this much.
So Ed Sheeran says it's covered by the blanket ASCAP or BMI.
Right. That's what he tried to argue. It was rejected by the court.
Nice try.
Yeah.
Nice try. That's not going to happen. So. You could say that if you took somebody's song and put it in a movie. Well, the theater plays ASCAP BMI. Yeah, nice try. That's not going to happen.
But notice there's a lot of these cases come out, a lot of these lawsuits that we're following up on. Ariana Grande, her hit, big hit called Seven Rings. Cal, you want to play the Seven Rings?
Yeah, I got a little Seven Rings here for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, but didn't this all start with the Spirit thing where it really started gathering momentum?
Yeah, that seems to me. With Spirit, which we would have never remember who the Spirit is, and that's the legend song from Led Zeppelin.
And it did with that. It also.
So listen to this. This is obviously my favorite things.
Yeah, this is from what song?
My favorite things are from the Sound of Music.
Yeah, Sound of Music. That's right. Sounds just like it.
No. And that's not the entity that's suing her for copyright infringement.
That's good. We're going to get a copyright infringement if we play it too long.
Okay, that's enough.
We won't. We're a news program, so it doesn't matter.
So she is being sued by a hip-hop artist who goes by the name of D.O.T., and that individual's name is Josh Stone, and he says that he wrote and recorded a song called You Need I Got It in 2017, and that he actually provided that to a producer named Tommy Brown who works with Ariana Grande. This lawsuit that he filed in, I believe it was New York, is the first time I have ever heard of a, quote, forensic musicologist, close quote. And they are claiming that two forensic musicologists have determined that literally, this is a quote from the complaint, literally every single one of the 39 respective notes in Seven Rings is identical with the 39 notes of I Got It from a metrical placement perspective. Putting it another way, the rhythm and placement of the notes and the lyrics are identical. Which is interesting to me. They talk about 39 notes. There are only 12 notes in a scale, okay? So
I think they're saying looking at the sheet music together, they would be the same. And yet, here's the point that you make, and I think it's a great one. 8 notes in a scale plus sharps and flats,
yes.
So you know, you got 16, whatever. So if you look at that, you say, how many different random, non-duplicative patterns can there possibly be in the world? And why are you suing everybody when you want to? I mean, this is not just a path to easy money to you? I don't know. It seems weird.
This is what we've got. We talked about how this stuff started. You guys referenced Spirit,
right?
The first one I can remember talking about was the Ferrell case, where they were sued, incidentally, by the estate of Marvin Gaye, who is now suing Ed Sheeran.
Right.
Okay. And this, I mean, I'm telling you, you look at the sales of the records of the artist that was alleged to have been copyright infringed upon, those sales are going up, the sales of Sheeran are going up, but to me, the greater effect is every artist who has ever submitted something is now looking at this when somebody gets a big settlement and says, hey, I think I might have a claim, and every settlement out there or award of millions of dollars to somebody is just going to encourage others to say, I came up with that idea first, that they're going to go ahead and file this. What I'm waiting for is someone to then file something against that person and say, well, you didn't get it first. I worked with you, and you took it from me. And you're right. There's got to be a finite number of combinations.
Michael Bolton wrote Love is a Beautiful Thing.
Yes.
Remember the song? And he played it. He got sued. And the song with which it was compared, if you listened to the two, you'd go, you're out of your mind. He lost. He said, I am not writing any more music. I am done. Because everything I write, somebody can come after me and get this for this. So there's got to be an eventual point of diminishing return, don't you think?
Right.
You think about it, but, you know, you'd hope that juries could just listen to and follow the jury instructions. But my feeling is there are a lot of people that say, well, you're rich. You made millions of dollars. This poor artist is just scraping to get by. Throw him a bone. Go ahead. Give him a little bit of money.
That's kind of what they're hoping for.
Yeah.
So a sad note, to end on a sad note, September 2nd, 2019, the Conception dive boat caught on fire, killed pretty much everyone on board. Only one crew member died, but 33 passengers and one crew member. Well, the first lawsuit, they're still investigating it. The first lawsuit was filed this past Monday, and it is by the family of the one lone crew member that did die. She's out of Illinois and working in California. And the issue is this is, you know, a question we're not going to delve into deep is, you know, would that be a workers' comp remedy instead of a third-party case against the manufacturer of the boat? I mean, suing the actual employer would be a work comp, but you can go after all types of other defendants. But I'm curious of why that occurred. And there can be issues that'll push it outside the workers' comp.
Sure.
Note. But here's an interesting thing. They're saying the boat was unseaworthy, lacked required smoke detectors. Don't forget, they're claiming, and this is not a fact completely, but it's looking like it was from one of those batteries, cell phone batteries, that was up in the galley area that caught fire.
I just can't imagine the horror that must have been to those poor people.
Well, most of them smoke inhalation, but their attorneys did come out and say the purpose of doing this is to find out and get ready with the crickets, Cal. And I'm a personal injury lawyer. I get it. But the reason is, not yet, I'm going to tell you when to do it, to find out, this is the reason they brought the suit, to find out what happened and to make sure it never happens again.
Oh, they always say that, yeah. By the way, we'll take the money.
Yes. how kind of them.
Well, that's good. But, you know, that's good. Because that's a long take on that, Fred. But I think now it's time for us to shift gears to quick takes. Mr. Kunin, what is your quick take today?
My quick take is closed captions or not, there's no way the pizza guy lives that kind of life.
Mr. Penny?
I can't. We should end with that one. Not even doing it. I'm not doing mine. I'm closing my book.
You can't beat that.
We're going to end with that one. I had a good one. I can't beat that one. I'm Fred Penny, your host, Todd Kunin. We've got our producer, Cal Hunter. Thank you for joining us. Join us next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.